we've been in government with the Greens now for over 4 years. My own view is that the Green Party are getting green wrong. We're not bringing people with us. We're using green as a straitjacket. We're telling people everything they can't do, everything they shouldn't do. And we're, you know, they're catastrophizing too much and taking hope out of the equation. And I think for the farming community, they have very little time for the Green Party and how they're approaching green. But one of the areas where I'm deeply frustrated in terms of the west of Ireland is the lack of vision and ambition for offshore renewable energy off the west coast. We have the best wind corridor in Europe, the second best in the world, yet Ireland doesn't even rank in the top 10 countries globally in terms of wind production projections up to 2050. And what's deeply frustrating for me, having engaged with Minister Ryan for the last year or more on this and having met him and his officials, is that there is definitely a Dublin-centric approach. He's focusing on the East Coast and on the South Coast by his own admission, and that was his response to my statement yesterday. And all we are asking for in the West and on the Atlantic coast is to give us some resources just to start the mapping process, which will take time. It could take a couple of years. Then you have to do your environmental assessments. So we need to get moving now to be ready for floating offshore wind when that technology will be ready to go, probably in the next 5 to 10 years. And what's even more frustrating is that other countries are already moving ahead. And our own semi-state company, the ESB, are now financing a project off the coast of Scotland, and not in Ireland, and Eamon Ryan is a shareholder in the ESB. If that's not a red flag for his department, I don't know what is.
And it even relates to everyday activities such as the use of the electric car. Here in Donegal, we just simply don't have the infrastructure, but the Green Party is set on continuing to roll this out, and they don't seem to be listening to the lack of infrastructure here either.
No, I mean, they seem to be just tone deaf on listening to the feedback of people. There's a level of condescension. They kind of tend to talk down to people when it comes to climate change. Like yesterday, I came out with a statement to advocate for greater ambition for the west of Ireland for renewable energy. And the greatest pushback I got was from the Green Party itself. I mean, you really couldn't make it up. I think we need more ambition, a greater vision. I think we need to present green as an opportunity for the country. You know, if we really harness the wind potential off the west coast, and these are turbines that will be way out to sea, way beyond what the eye can see, you know, moving away from onshore wind, which is hugely problematic for communities. You know, we know all about that in Donegal and right across the west coast. You know, the opportunity there is that we can produce. There's 10 times Ireland's energy needs sitting off the west coast. So not only can we meet our own energy requirements for the entire country, we could actually become an exporter of wind energy. So we can green our country, we can fuel agriculture, industry, fuel our homes, and yet we have a Green Minister that won't even let us get past the start line. But green is becoming red. It's all about stop, we can't do this, we shouldn't do this. You know, the easiest thing to advocate for, to push for, is just to reduce farming, to reduce driving your car. That's just not practical or realistic. It's not going to help us achieve our emissions reductions targets. We have to start harnessing the technology and the opportunities that are there to reduce emissions, but also let's keep the show on the road. Let's show Ireland is open for business. And I also believe that, you know, as Ireland moves towards greater global tax harmonisation, that edge we would have had in terms of foreign direct investment and having a low corporate tax base, you know, we're going to lose that edge over time. What are companies now going to look for? Global companies that want to locate in Ireland, they're going to look for green, sustainable energy. And if we're not providing it, another country will. So I really believe this is the greatest opportunity that's available to the state. It's sitting off the west coast of Ireland. The industry that could be developed right along the Atlantic seaboard, Donegal, Sligo, Mayo, Galway, you know, the opportunities are huge. But we have a minister in the department that's saying, no, I'm not ready. And he's not moving forward. And I just think for us as a party in Fianna Fáil, I think it's time to move away from the Green Party on this stuff. I think every party is green now. We all know we have to tackle the climate issue, but it's about the vision and how we do that. I think the Green Party are getting green wrong.